Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is really going on with this Zeke holdout story? Mike Florio says that Zeke has told people he will hold out of the Cowboys camp. Charles Robinson Yahoo on the opposite side saying he is hearing it's not that bad yet. Zeke has to report by August 6th. Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, joining us on the buyersafety.com hotline here on Sean and RJ, the home of America's team for a reason, and it is this. Mike, what's really going on here?
Well, as you know, Sean, we were up all night. Florio caused us to be up all night.
Yes.
Very disturbing.
Yes.
Let's go back to mid-May, first of all, when Zeke was at the Home Run Derby, and we asked him about the white noise that comes with contract negotiations, which is what this is going to turn out to be. And Zeke said, I'm not concerned. I just go out there and play football. I'm going to do what I've been doing. And I took that then as a sign that, he understood that in his situation, the holdout would look like leverage, but in fact would not be very helpful to him. That where he stands right now in the court of public opinion and where he stands right now contractually is not a great spot for him to start demanding $15 million a year today. And then comes the Florio report. And Mike, again, friend of the show, who's working as hard as he can to get these things right, I'm quite sure, suggests that Zeke told somebody this privately. That's weird. That Florio suggests that it's a source, but then also in one breath says that Zeke will hold out. Then in the next breath says he might hold out. And let's stop right there, Sean. That's a drastic difference. Agreed?
Yes.
Will hold out means that Zeke has sat down with his agent, Rocky Arsenault. It means that he's probably told the Joneses, brace yourself. It means that he wanted this news out there and that it's a defined plan. If I don't get a new contract by the time we get on that plane on July 25th and go to Oxnard, I'm holding out. Except Florio's story, after stating it that strongly, his own story backs down to a might hold out. And the fact is, that part is definitely true. Surely it's occurred to Ezekiel Elliott that he may need to hold out at some point to get what he wants, just like surely it's occurred to anybody as an option. It is, in theory, a Dak option, a Byron Jones option, a Lyle Collins option, and a Jalen Smith option, too. But that's different than reporting that it will happen, which is what Florio reported.
Now, what about the August 6th date? How does that factor in?
This is very tricky. It starts, first of all, with the Cowboys not being very secretive at all, Sean, about what Zeke is to this team. Remember the quote, which, by the way, Stephen gave to Florio in an interview on their
phone plan by Google.
One of their podcasts, that Zeke's the straw that stirs the drink.
Yes.
So there's no argument there. They want to get him done. He's key. I should like also point out, before we get to the direct issue of your question, Florio puts in his story that maybe paying Zeke $10 million a year will end this.
Not 10.
That's what he, no, not even close to 10. not when Stephen already announced that the ground floor on Zeke's contract was going to be Todd Gurley's 14.
Right.
So I haven't asked the Cowboys this, but again, I'm not bashing Florio here. He's pedaling as fast as he can, just like we all are. My only bash of him is I think he took gossip and made it into a source. But this is a gaping hole in his story that Zeke would sign for $10 million. I think the Cowboys would sign him for $10 million.
Yeah.
That's just my educated guess.
Yeah, that's not an educated guess. No. That's a fact.
Okay, concerning the fact, again, that Steven already announced that he's going to give Zeke 14 when the time's right, I don't know where Florio came up with the 10, a hole in the story. Here's the August 6th thing, and Charles Robinson of Yahoo and myself compared notes on this. Sean, you were involved in this conversation as well, because it's very gray area, and it's pretty obscure. The part of the rules are, and this will be the number one rule, the rule that trumps all rules, as near as we can tell. A player to gain his accrued season towards eventual free agency needs to show up for work, show up to camp, 30 days before the start of the NFL season. The NFL season starts, not the Cowboys' first game, but the NFL season's first game is whatever, September 6th or whatever. Mm-hmm. August 6th is when Ezekiel Elliott must show up for work, or he loses 2019 as an accrued season towards eventual free agency. There is no way he will do that.
All right, let me ask you this. If I'm Zeke, can I wait, report on August 5th, and then unreport on August 7th?
Like, can he show up and then leave and get credit for the season?
That's a now I don't see that written anywhere in the CBA. That's a good question. Or let's do it another way. Could he show up on August 6th and pull a Rodney Dangerfield from Caddyshack and said, ooh, I think it's broke.
Exactly.
I think Le'Veon – I think – wasn't it Jesse Holly that said Le'Veon Bell should have done that with the Steelers? Show up on time and then say, boy, oh, boy, I think I have the flu.
Right.
I think that's conceivable. That's a good question, Choppy, and leave it to Choppy to come up with a question that nobody in the history of football.
See, I should be the NFL union rep. I've already figured out when they should strike in December, and now I'm figuring out ways where they can actually report and not report, but not report.
You might want to submit your name to Zeke to be his agent, because
I'll take 10% of his salary.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Zeke's representatives understood this, that you don't really have the leverage you think you have. In addition to lacking leverage because of the Vegas video and the behavioral stuff, which obviously is a cloud that still hangs over this organization and hangs over Zeke to a degree, despite the golden summer since spring and winter that he had otherwise, the August 6th thing takes away all your leverage.
Well, let's follow up with that then. Mike Fisher here on The Fan. If they report on July 26th, we'll all be out there, the entire station. If he doesn't show up till August 6th, does that make any type of statement? Does that create any type of problem, or the Cowboys laugh at that?
I think that a good solution would be for Zeke to tell the Joneses, hey, listen, I don't want to miss any of training camp. I realize now that missing 10 days won't really do me any good. But it will be a little disruptive, and I don't want to be disruptive. So Jerry and Steven, can we get more serious about talking? Can you make some pledge to me that you will prioritize me? Because Zeke's new contract is not a priority now. Steven's comment from a couple months ago at the golf tournament was, we'll get this done eventually, but Steven said, but we have 2 years.
Toilet papers.
And maybe that didn't play well in Zeke's camp. But I think that could be a solution, Sean. Hey, let's just play. I'll show up, but let's pledge to work together. By the time Jerry sticks his nose into this meeting, by the way, you know what's going to come up. And we talked about it at the time. Remember the that all-access show? What was that called?
All or nothing.
Okay. Remember the part where tennis life. Zeke is in Jerry's office.
What is
this? Is after the suspension thing. And Jerry leans over. And this wasn't for the cameras. Jerry leans over to Zeke. And I'm going to have to paraphrase here. And basically says, don't forget that I had your back.
Yes.
This is when Jerry, when Zeke says, I think I'm going to miss 10 days of practice, just to thumb my nose at you, this might be when Jerry leans back into Zeke and say, okay, son, but remember, I had your back.
Yep.
So I think the double play of Zeke, we have been incredibly loyal to you. Trust us, come to work, and we will accelerate our efforts to prioritize you, to continue to be loyal to you, but we need that loyalty back.
Mike Fisher here on the buyersafety.com hotline, 105.3 The Fan. In general, when you have 2 years left on your deal, you don't get a new deal, right?
No, not usually. Your leverage is dead. You don't have any leverage.
This has to go into the final year of your contract like Dak, but But Zeke is in a very uncommon area of getting a new deal with two left, right?
Yeah, they have contractual control over Ezekiel Elliott, and that's just the way it is. If you don't like it, then you should go on RJ Choppy's strike after 2020 and fix it. I bet you there's – I mean, listen, I wasn't aware of the August 6th thing until last night.
Yeah.
I was operating under a different rule that would have you make sure that you show up for 10 games of the 16 or else. But this rule apparently usurps that one. It's tough to be a player in the NFL when you don't have all the things you deserve. This rule isn't particularly fair. It's another one of those, free agency isn't free kind of things, because the contractual control that the Cowboys have over Ezekiel Elliott this year for $3 million, next year at $9 million, and if they want to franchise tag him after that, that's 3 years of contractual control, and there's not really anything Zeke can do about it except make 10 days of noise at training camp.
Look at the difference in power between NFL and NBA players.
It's NBA crazy. Players decide where they're traded to.
Exactly. Now, Fish, be Jerry here, because I'm having fun with different Zeke threats and negotiating ploys. I love the negotiating game. Because in my opinion, and put it on the record everywhere, without Zeke Elliott, the Dallas Cowboys go from a Super Bowl threat to a non-playoff team. That's my opinion. They will not make the playoffs if Zeke Elliott does not play on this football team this season. So you be Jerry, and I'm going to tell you as Zeke, I love you, but I don't. The accrued season thing does not matter to me. I'm willing to cost you a year of the Super Bowl window by just sitting out, and I'll just continue to do it. You have to give me my deal. I will cost you this year, knowing how much it burns away at your soul to want to win a title before all is said and done, and without me, you can't do it. What's your reaction to that?
Okay, you were just Zeke saying that to me, Jerry?
Yes.
And I'm saying, Zeke, I love you, son. You already cost me a chance.
You
got to
tell me how you don't care about children.
You already cost me one. You're going to cost me another one?
The question was...
I was innocent of that. You know I was innocent.
I said you were innocent. The league said you were guilty. The league wins. They took away six games from me. You took away six games from me. You already cost me one Super Bowl. You're going to have a short career, young man, if you cost me a Super Bowl every 2 years.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if Jerry...
That's my answer.
You got to tell
that's
me.
That's a good answer.
Isn't it a little bit like, I don't say naive, but kind of green to really think that a guy... that this would play into his tug at his heartstrings. Like, he's not going to – great to say.
That's a great question, great point.
Yeah, it's all great to say in theory, but Zeke doesn't give a rip about Jerry saying, man, I had your back. He didn't care.
I wonder, though, if this is where Jerry being the old uncle in the meeting room patting everyone on the back, I wonder if that has any impact, even though I'm usually the naive one in thinking this can have an impact. But, yeah, it always comes down to business, Mike.
Choppy's view goes back to North Dallas 40. Every time we call it a game, you call it a business. Every time you call it a business, we call it, that thing. Ezekiel Elliott in this locker room and this building is incredibly important. So when we talk about what would they lose if they lost Zeke, it wouldn't just be 1,800 yards and 14 touchdowns. There is also an emotional thing that Ezekiel Elliott brings to this team. It would deflate this team to not have Ezekiel Elliott, just like it did the last time that he cost them six games. But Jerry's grandfatherly approach to doing business with these players, especially with the stars, I do think that is a card that Jerry can play. And I do think the return of loyalty is a legitimate card for Jerry Jones to play.
All right, last thing real quick. At the end of the day, our best educated guess is – no matter what, Zeke Elliott is at training camp by August 6th, and he does not miss games for this team. That's my best educated guess. You?
I believe that the Joneses and Rocky Arsenault and Ezekiel Elliott will come to a loyalty agreement to accelerate and prioritize Ezekiel Elliott's contract renegotiations, and Stephen Jones will come out and say he's the best in the business. He's the straw that stirs the drink. They will pat him on the butt. They will give him a hug, and he will be at training camp before August 6th.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.